That brings me to chapter 4, and the title I have for this chapter is, For Such a Time as This. Now, when Mordecai learned all that was done, Mordecai tore his clothes, put on sackcloth with ashes, and went out into the center of the city and cried with a loud and bitter cry. Came before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. My, what a performance. This man, he gets in sackcloth and ashes. No prayer, but there's sackcloth and ashes. Why? He believes that decree. He knows that decree is accurate. He knows that decree can't be changed. And so he believes. Now, friends, there's come out from God a decree. Actually, the world today as a whole doesn't believe it. And that decree that's come out from God is, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And all have sinned and come short of righteousness. We've come short of the glory of God. We've come short of that. We don't meet His standard at all. And even the dying thief on the cross said to the other, he said, we indeed justly. This man dying next to us, this wasn't for him. He's dying in another's place. But we indeed justly. You and I deserve death because we belong to the human race in which it said, in Adam all die. And death is passed upon all men because all have sinned. We sinned in Adam. Death's passed on us. And even the little baby will die. And it's appointed unto man once to die. And after death, the judgment. Now, there's a great many people today think that's been altered. They think that's been changed. They think that somehow or another that God's become soft and he's become sentimental. And that God is not able to go through with it. That, after all, he just loves everybody. And he does. You can't change that. But he'll never save you by his love. He saves you by grace. By grace are you saved. And today the decree has never been changed. I had this experience. I had a Bible class down in Escondida. And one of the young people there, and there were quite a few young people attending those classes. And actually, in some of those classes, many of them look like the hippie group. But they're interested in the Word of God. And they sent up a question, for I spent the first part of the hour answering questions. And the question this girl sent up, she says, I wrote a paper and gave it to my teacher on why Christ had to die. And the teacher said that the Bible does not teach. Let me read her question. I have it here. I wrote a term paper about why people don't accept Christ. My teacher said that the Bible says people are not sinful. May I say to you that I know that we've got a lot of teachers today that are Christian. But we got a lot, my friend, that are not only not Christian, they're just ignorant of the Bible. And I don't mind a teacher not being a believer, but to be so ignorant of the Bible, you'd make a statement like that. The Bible does say that you're sinners. And you and I belong to that kind of a race. That has never been changed. And if you want a proof of it, why, read your paper and see what's happening in the world today. These are not a nice group of little Sunday school people today that are lying, that are stealing, that are murdering, that are holding up folk on the street, and it's not even safe for person to walk on our streets today. Why isn't it? Is it because that we've got such fine, nice, lovely people that this is happening? No. We're all a bunch of sinners. Every one of us. We belong to that race. And God says that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. My friend, that decree's never been changed. You've got to have another decree to overcome it. And somebody says, well, what about keeping the law? Let me say this. The scripture says, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them. Are you prepared to say that you obey all of God's law? I don't think there's any person today that would make a statement like that unless they're totally ignorant of what the Word of God has to say. Be as ignorant as that school teacher was that would make an asinine statement like that. My friend, you can disagree with the Bible, but you just are in no position to say that the Bible doesn't say that people are sinners. That's what it's all about. That's the reason Christ came. He said he came into the world to save sinners. He said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but I came to call sinners. You know why he said he didn't come to call the righteous? Because there are none righteous. He came to call a human family because they're all sinners, and he offers the only salvation today. No man cometh to the Father but by me, he said.